Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachom. Our text for reflection is John 4:1-26. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 4, verse 1-26. Now Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John, although in fact it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks for a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had 5 husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshippers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshippers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, I am he." My theme for reflection is by Spirit and truth, when the mask comes off. By Spirit and truth, when the mask comes off. There is something about pretending that eventually wears us out. Whether it is acting like you enjoy kale smoothies or trying to look like you understand all the latest technology, sooner or later the act gets old and the truth comes out. Similarly, John 4 introduces us to a Samaritan woman who has spent a lot of time hiding. She knows the religious talk. She carries the weight of her past, and she's ready to change the subject whenever things get too personal. But Jesus, with kindness and wisdom, gently brings everything into the light and reveals what she is truly longing for, living water that only he can give. Their conversation starts with a simple request for a drink, but it quickly moves into the deeper matters of life. When Jesus brings up her painful story, the woman shifts the topic. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship. It might sound like she is dodging the issue, trying to avoid facing her own heart. But Jesus does not push her away. He sees something real behind the question, a longing to know how to truly connect with God. Instead of giving her a lecture, Jesus gives her a powerful truth. The hour is coming and is now here, he says, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. He is not throwing away the old way of worship, but showing that it is being fulfilled through him. For centuries, worship had been tied to places like the temple or the mountain. But now worship would be tied to a person, Jesus himself. The way to God wouldn't be through a place anymore, but through him. In that moment, all the walls between Jews and Samaritans calm down. Jesus shows her that he is not just a prophet, he is the Messiah. He is not just someone who brings God's word, he is God's word in the flesh. The woman's entire way of seeing the world shifts. Worship is no longer about a place or a ritual. It is about knowing Jesus and being made new by his Spirit. This speaks to us today too. So many of us still wear masks. We go through the motions of faith without letting God change us from the inside. But Jesus doesn't want our performance, he wants our hearts. The worship he desires is not about outward appearances, but about real connection, worship that comes from deep inside, from a heart touched by truth and filled with his Spirit. As Soren Kierkegaard said, the truth must be lived. The woman at the well reminds us that Jesus meets us in our questions, in our struggles, even in our brokenness. Her meeting with Jesus was not a lucky moment, it was part of God's plan. And every time we come honestly to Jesus, we find the same thing: grace, truth, and living water. So stop pretending. Take off the mask. Ask the questions you have been holding back. Jesus is ready to meet you with truth and with love. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, are there areas in your life where you are pretending or just going through the motions with God? Number two, what does it mean for you to worship God in spirit and truth in your daily life? Now, our practical exercise. Take 10 quiet minutes today to be still with Jesus. No requests, no distractions. Just ask him to show you where your heart has been trying to perform rather than connect. Write down whatever comes to mind and offer it to him in prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for meeting us in the middle of our mess. Thank you for not turning away when we hide behind distractions or fear. Help us to worship you with hearts that are real and full of your Spirit. Teach us to walk in truth and to let go of the things that keep us from you. We want to know you, not just in words, but in every part of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.